This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Tonight, it's brought to you by our friends at Sloman's. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm a mental wreck.
I'd like to say, if I can, good evening to Don.
I don't know why he has to share it with everybody on, you know, Instascam or whatever he's doing all the time. It's just, it's irritating.
And I would also like to say good evening to myself.
It's the damn nuts.
And lastly, to the caller who called a few minutes ago.
They give you a bat, and the bat is for to hit the ball.
Honestly, guys, it's going to drop madness. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, it's going. We need a seed from Andrew.
Oh, man, I like that one. That's...
Three?
Maybe I was going to say a 5.
Ooh.
Man, wow,
he's
strong.
Really,
he's a top grader.
I'm going to tell you why. Let me hear it one more time.
They give you a bat, and the bat is for to hit the ball.
So, okay. The fact that he says the bat is for to hit the ball, so there's that makes it brilliant. But then there's the overall accent. He sounds just like my Uncle Alan. Like, it is the most – if I was doing – guys, you would believe – if I had called doing that voice to prank you guys.
Yep.
If I was like, I'm going to call up and be Yankee guy. Let me tell you something. Use the bat. The bat is for hit the ball.
This is Gil.
You'd believe it. One more time, Anthony, please.
They give you a bat, and the bat is for to hit the ball.
It's for to hit the ball.
It's so damn good. You know what I like, Michael? It makes me feel great.
What's that?
When I get a caller... A caller calls to try to bait me.
I hate you.
Into an argument about racial issues.
It's phony, Petey.
I haven't brought up, besides us reporting the Colin Kaepernick story, it's not like I've been talking about race all day. We've obviously been focused on other issues today.
Who's talking now?
I get attacked, then I respond, and then I get tweets from people saying, see, this is why Rosenberg ruined the show.
That's what I'm saying.
There's so many other reasons you've ruined the show.
Bring back the old days.
But let's be honest, Michael. All kidding aside. Yeah. That's the main reason.
That's it.
He is the worst, sloppiest announcer I have ever seen in my life.
See, Ray made good points.
Now, Peter, can I ask you a favor, though? I mean, because, you know, a lot of our livelihoods depend on ratings here.
Sure.
Why don't you denounce your past beliefs? And just come over to the side of the people that hate you, and maybe that will help things.
You know what? It's an interesting play. I'd still end up being hated by the exact same amount of the population.
But here's what you do. You keep that same persona on Hot 97, but you're a completely – it's like you're a different actor that we brought in to play Peter. And just say everything against what you've previously said.
Put on your T-shirt and get the hell out of that.
You think they'd believe it?
Just say, I've had an epiphany.
Everything I've said, everything I've felt, it was
all... Can you imagine how Mindy and Mike would react? They would disown you.
I also, like, it gets thrown out there a lot, Peter, that I'm a white guy that likes hip-hop, so they've got the street cred now.
Don, why don't you just come out and say my best friend is black?
That's the way I take it, whether he meant it or not. But that's whenever I hear that. It's like, well, wait a minute, I love hip-hop.
It's as if he's telling me after 15 years on Hot 97, I don't know that racist white people listen to hip-hop. Like, I'm aware of it. It's very common. If that's your excuse of how you're not a racist, I got news for you, man.
I go flop the hogs every now and then.
9-3 now, Mets are trailing. Oh,
well, listen, it just
takes, but surely.
You can't get to 9 without 3.
That's right. By the way, what's 3 times 3?
That's right. 9.
Those are facts! Thank you. Now, let's get to a big issue that we have not had time to delve into today.
New York.
Kyrie.
Bette Midler.
Why there, Anthony? Why in that moment?
It's just fit.
Don't explain it. No, it's too avant-garde. Don't explain. Just that's the way it is. It's like the Campbell soup painting. It just don't explain it. Just it is what it is.
So Kyrie,
that's got to be high and drop madness. I don't care. I know it's awkward, but it's got to be there.
Oh, it's I agree 100%.
Winner.
Kyrie Irving has a player option for the final year of his contract.
Sure,
yes,
does.
He does.
All right, and now we know that the future could be murky because of Kyrie's lack of availability for the Brooklyn Nets. Well, according to the Daily News's Christian Winfield, someone familiar with the Nets thinking.
I love that.
I know. In other words, someone leaked from the Nets that Brooklyn is, quote, outright unwilling to give him a long-term extension. Winfield cites Irving's, quote, personal decision not to get vaccinated and unpredictable injury history as the main reasons the Nets are hesitant. So this now makes things very interesting as Kevin Durant, everyone believes, is attached to the hip with Kyrie Irving. Now, I interviewed Rich Kleiman on Hot 97 last week.
How is Rich?
Yeah, is he doing all right?
He's doing well. I tried to ask him a question about this subject, and you know what he said? Why don't you save this for the Michael Kesha?
Did he really?
Why didn't he come on and answer it then?
Well, because he'd do the same thing he did on this show, which I love, Rich, but which was not answer. You know, and I get it. We're friends. It's awkward for me to ask about something that I know is tough to talk about. But I couldn't sit next to Kevin Durant's agent, business partner, and not ask him, is KD attached to the hip with Kyrie? He didn't really give an answer. But, guys, this would be potentially, where, as they say, when the rubber meets the road. Well, we're going to find out what's going on here.
Well, so let's read deeper into this, Michael, if we can.
Can we?
Of course. I think we can.
That they don't want to give him a long-term contract. One of the reasons cited was because of his failure to get the vaccine. But that's no longer an issue anymore. So is that saying that they don't agree with his thinking and don't want someone that thinks that way long-term? Because if he still wasn't able to play in home games, then I'd understand it. From a basketball standpoint, it doesn't make sense to give a long-term contract to a guy that's not available for half the season. But now that that issue's done, why would it then factor into whether you give him a contract or not, unless you didn't agree with him or don't like his lack of a reason or reason for not getting the vaccine?
Well, I think that they should take the vaccine out of the equation because that's going to put them into really murky territory. What they should say is that we don't like, and they didn't even say this. They said, unpredictable injury history. It has nothing to do with that. He walked away from the team because of social unrest in the country. None of his teammates did. That's what's bothering them. They don't know when he's just going to get up and leave. So this creates a dilemma for Kyrie. Does he want to prove that they're wrong? Well, he can remain with the Nets if he doesn't exercise the opt-out. He's got a year left. If he exercises the opt-out, they say they're not going to give him a long-term deal. Maybe they'll give him a two-year deal.
So
the other part of that is, will Kevin Durant stay or demand to be traded if, in fact, Kyrie is gone? And I think he will. And then you start, by the Nets making this decision, in my opinion, you're starting from scratch.
All right, this is just a report, and it's, you know, in line with their thinking. I never really understood where that's coming from, but whatever. But if they're making that decision, wouldn't they run it by KD? And how do we know that KD wouldn't be on board?
There's been no conversation between KD and the Nets since the end of the season.
Yeah, no. That's another thing that's out there.
But that doesn't mean that they didn't talk about this during the season.
See, that's a good point, too. They might have done it during the season.
And they also may want to keep him a little separate from it because they actually know he's on board with it, but he's trying to protect the relationship.
Hey, listen, you're basing your opinion on KD and Kyrie being attached at the hip because of their decision to go to Brooklyn together. But over the last couple of years, especially this year, how do we know that KD hasn't, you know, maybe kind of understood that maybe this is not going to work here? Not that he would leave, that, all right, listen, I understand it. Maybe we've got to part ways with him. A lot's happened in this last year to make me think that I don't think KD's necessarily gone if Kyrie is.
I've started to think that too, Don. I think it's unreasonable to just assume that he wouldn't grow at all along with this. Like, why not?
Do you find them to be particularly close? Or is he the key to me winning another championship? If it's a key to me winning another championship, well, I could see over the last year saying, I don't know if this guy's going to help me get that championship. It's always something with this guy. And I'm getting older now, and I don't know if I want to spend the next 3 years trying to get a championship with a guy that there's always something going on that stops him from playing.
I had to rehab from an awful Achilles injury, and this dude just wouldn't get a vaccine. I mean, it's possible. Who knows?
I mean, do you know, are they close otherwise, Michael, or was this just a means to an end of, hey, I want to win another championship, I'm going to go with Kyrie because I think he can help me do it? Or are they close?
I think they're close. Yankees just released some moves that they made. Would you like me to tell you?
But no lineup.
No. J.P. Sears recalled, and so was David McKay. Joey Gallo reinstated from the COVID list.
Mm-hmm.
Loaiza, 15-day injured list, right shoulder inflammation. Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list with a right calf strain. And they designated the catcher Rob Brantley for assignment. So now Stanton is, in fact, on the IL, which I think is the smart move, the prudent move. Can't mess with calves, baby. That's the title of my 8th book. And Stanton has a calf issue. He's heavily muscled, so you got to do what you have to do. Now we're just waiting on the lineup.
Which I would think we would get, Michael, within the next 3 minutes.
You think so?
Yes. Count it down. What time is it?
It's
6:16. Just about to be 6:17. By 6:20, we will have the starting lineup.
Interesting.
Or I'll walk.
Oh, it's time for you to go?
No. I'm not going anywhere. I'll walk. Maybe it's here or there, but I'll do some walking.
So, we reported this earlier, guys. Jason Dominguez reportedly pulled from the lineup is he double A right now?
A.
Single A.
So he's in Tampa.
No, I was just doing my Fonzie imitation. He's in A ball.
And, Michael, I'm seeing tweeted here. I don't know if you could tell me if there's any validity. People are saying Juan Soto was also pulled from the Nationals game.
I'll play along.
I mean, listen, it's Yankee fans getting giddy, but that's just something that's out there. I don't know if it's true or not.
Please, that would be, you know, I don't think we'd be having to ask what to lead with tomorrow. If that were happening.
You think?
I think we'd probably extend the show tonight.
Colin Kaepernick is getting an opportunity with the Las Vegas Raiders. According to our very own Adam Schefter.
So don't sign anybody to be a backup quarterback, a guy who hasn't played in 6 years. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. He's making fun of the morons. So Colin Kaepernick, according to Schefter, is getting an official tryout with the Raiders. This comes after, of course, a quote a few weeks ago from Mark Davis that they were open to the idea of Kaepernick getting a tryout. Well, now it is happening. Supposedly today. Could be happening right now.
Right now.
As we speak.
I tell you, Vegas is quite the hopping place, right? No, seriously.
We never
talked about it. The reports are the NBA is going to expand to 32 teams, Seattle and Vegas.
Yep. Why wouldn't it?
Which would put Vegas would have three of the four major sports, and there's a lot of rumors that if baseball expands, Vegas can get a team. So they go from no teams to maybe inside of 6-7 years have all four sports.
In Vegas, 2019, baby. Schefter posted this earlier, or the 2 years ago, 2020, Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, said gave the team employees company paid day off for Juneteenth and was also asked about Kaepernick. Since 2017, I've told the coaches and general managers that if they want to hire Colin Kaepernick, they have my blessing. Well,
his dad would be proud.
First black head coach in Art Shell. And
first
now
woman president of a team.
You wish there was an owner that would be progressive and not use a shoe to comb his hair. But you know what? You take what you can get.
See, but he doesn't really use a shoe. I mean, that's he wants to look like that, which is the scary part.
It's more a bowl than a shoe.
I didn't know this was going to be dissected. I apologize. I just was just trying to find something to it. And shoe's funny.
But how do you do it? You just mash the shoe against your head?
6:20, no Yankee lineup. Time for Don to take a walk.
Are you sick?
I'll do one of my walks around the man cave like I used to do back in the day in the studio.
Those were fun.
That's really shocking, though. I just figured they'd get all their ducks in a row and then give us a lineup. But
well, they're waiting on Juan Soto to get here.
That's it. Well, where are the Nationals tonight?
Would that be big news or what?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go back to last night. Steve Kerr spoke before the Warriors-Mavs Game 4 matchup, and Don Kerr has always been outspoken on a lot of issues, but maybe never heard him as impassioned as we did last night.
When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Well said.
God, he's the man.
You know, I thought about it when Michael brought it up at the top of the show and did such a great job, by the way, is I think everybody can agree that background checks make sense, right? I mean, even if you're pro-guns, it just makes sense, right? Because as heartless as these people are, I mean, nobody wants to see what happened in Texas yesterday. But you know what it is, Peter? Oh, well, they're going to use the background checks as, you know, and then what's next? They're going to take your guns away. That's the battle cry all the time is, don't take my guns away. Who's suggesting that we're taking anybody's gun away? Somebody that went out there and trained on it, somebody that went out and got a license, knows how to operate a handgun and says, I'd like to keep it in my house just in case. I get that. It's not something that I do or I have an appetite to do, but I understand your right to do that. Is anyone asking for us to go into your home and take all the guns away? That's not what anybody's asking for. What we're asking for is that an 18-year-old doesn't walk into a store and buy an automatic weapon and body armor, and then that's okay. Can we find some kind of line to say that that's not okay? You can't do that. Does anybody want the right to be able to do that?
Don, you know, so I'm lost on it.
Because what it is, don't let them take away, you know, because the first thing they'll do, once you start having background checks, you know what, we'll allow that to happen, and the next thing you know, they're going to be taking all the guns.
Let's just be logical, people, all right? What do you do when you walk into a store and buy that stuff? What exactly are you doing? Is he hunting rabbit? Or is he going to do something ridiculous like what happened yesterday? So I just think logic has to prevail here. And I'm also very tired of when this is suggested. Now, I'm being political.
I know.
Oh, don't politicize the tragedy that happened yesterday by talking about being anti-gun. Like, I'm a bad guy for suggesting it. Because that's what happened in the incident earlier this afternoon when I don't know who was shouting it behind Abbott. Oh, don't make it political, you SOB, and didn't say SOB. Like, no, it's not being political. It's like, we have to stop this. We have to figure out a way to stop it.
Well,
not
the politics sides. Is what's stopping it. That's what's stopping progress. The reason we cannot stop this is because of politics. It's not political to say that we need gun control. It's just not.
Now, obviously what becomes political is, all right, how do we solve the problem? But can we get down to business of solving the problem?
But I think
it's a very easy thing, Peter, to say access to guns is a little too easy in this country.
But here's
is that
the,
suggesting we're taking them all away?
No, that's exactly right. And it shouldn't be seen as a political statement to say that background checks should be there or that people don't need AR-15s. This guy who perpetrated this heinous act yesterday, he bought the gun 2 days before. So I'm not saying that means it wouldn't have happened, okay? But if it had taken weeks for him to get the gun, who knows? Now, for everyone, Don, who wants to argue about having guards and police officers, Don, you know multiple armed officers engaged with him, and he still did it.
Well, he had body armor.
He had, so just so you know, they actually did have an armed guard there. It didn't do it.
That's the thing. And it's all, we'll arm the teachers. All right, so a fourth grade teacher pulls out a pistol. Good luck.
Right. That's great.
And so, again, it's tragic and it's awful. And you don't have to have kids to feel this. But, you know, I've got kids too, 4 and a half. I just couldn't even imagine having to go through it. We hear the rhetoric, conversation, nothing happens, and then next month there'll be another one. And as much as I wanted to turn it off yesterday, Peter, I didn't because I don't want to become numb to it. Because once we all stop feeling this just becomes just another bad day, well, then there isn't going to be the motivation to do something about it until it happens to you. So as nauseating as it was to watch that coverage yesterday, I want to feel it because I don't want to be numb to it.
I feel you 100%. I agree with you. I think it's a good way of putting it. There was research done in 2018 into the process of getting a gun. In most of America, you could get it in less than an hour. Okay? In other countries, it can take as long as several months. So It's not hard to figure out.
But meanwhile, I want to buy razor blades at Stop and Shop. Somebody's got to open up a case for me.
Hey, guys, guess what? Something positive. I have the Yankee lineup.
Oh, look at that. I'm looking at it right now. I missed by 2 minutes, Peter, by 2 minutes.
It's brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Hicks leading off. Judge batting second. Playing right, by the way, in case you didn't know. Hicks in center. Rizzo batting third and playing first. Gleyber batting cleanup, playing second. Andujar batting fifth, playing left. Gallo batting sixth and DHing. Isaiah Kiner Falefa, shortstop at seven. Marwin Gonzalez batting eighth and playing third. And the framer himself, Kyle Higashioka, catching and batting ninth. That is today's Yankee starting lineup, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea, proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees.
That was very well done.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Now, before we put a bow here on ENN, let's hear from Gerard Gallant after the game last night on how the Trouba hit was a true game changer.
Yeah, that was a big hit by Trouba. He steps up in the blue line, and obviously it's a big part of the game, and a good, clean, hard hit. And, you know, I think they stepped up and got an instigated penalty there, and we scored on capitalizing that, so it was big for us.
That's why you got to be careful in the playoffs, Peter. Oh, you want to retaliate. You don't like the way things went down. All right, well, it cost you a goal and maybe cost you a game, and who knows, it might cost you the series. Got to be smart. And the Rangers played it well. Trouba had a clean hit. Lorenz wanted to get his pound of flesh to defend his teammate. Gets the instigator. Rangers get a goal. Early lead. Never look back.
2-2. Rangers Hurricanes. 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
That's right.
Right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Donald, Ray Rowe.
Marco LaGreco with the pregame at 6:30. And that will do it for ENN. Brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-E to receive a free doorbell camera. With the installation of your Sloman shield, keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-E. Fill the phones, 1-800-919-3776. All your calls next. Peter and Don on the K-Show on 98.7. Thank you, Don. ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K-Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.